Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A lawsuit filed by an individual against Jews for Jesus after 12 years finally nears trial. Liberty Counsel has been defending this case for over a decade. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, later this year, the case of Jews for Jesus, RAP versus Jews for Jesus, will ultimately go to a scheduled trial. Now, we're filing what's called a motion for summary judgment to have this case completely dismissed even before the trial because there is no basis in law and fact for this particular case to continue. It's gone on for over a decade, and the attorney representing Judith Rapp has ultimately been sanctioned several times and actually has had to pay over $106,000 to Liberty Counsel to resolve the sanctions approved by two different judges and an appellate court, and most recently has been sanctioned again. The amount of money for this next one is going to be probably about $30,000 and maybe even higher than that. This attorney has a religious hostility towards Jews for Jesus, particularly in Christianity in general, and it has clouded his legal judgment such that he's been sanctioned multiple times, including most recently.
Yeah, the attorney is Barry Silver, Matt, and he reminds me of The Black Knight. I don't know if you've seen Monty Python's Flying Circus. They have an old kind of a cult movie called The Holy Grail, In Search of the Holy Grail, I think it's called, something to that effect. But King Arthur comes into the woods and confronts this Black Knight, and they have this battle, this sword battle, and King Arthur just he cuts off one arm, then another arm, then both legs, and the Black Knight will not stop fighting. It's quite humorous. He keeps thinking that he can just keep on fighting and fighting and fighting until he's completely unable to do so, yet wants to fight and says, "Where are you going? Come back here, come back here," and he's just laying there in a heap. That's what Barry Silver reminds me of here.
Well, he's been doing this for 12 years now. 12 years ago, he filed the first lawsuit against Jews for Jesus and asked for $1 million in damages because in their newsletter, one of their missionaries gave a statement regarding his mother-in-law that the fact that he had shared the gospel with his mother-in-law, who was a Jew. And ultimately, Barry Silver filed suit saying that this was defamation. It had no grounding in fact, but he claimed that it was defamation. And in his original complaint, it was a diatribe against Christianity in general and Jews for Jesus in particular, even going all the way back to the Holocaust and saying that they were responsible for the Holocaust to some extent. And that this, we then filed a motion to dismiss because it was just a vitriolic objection based on his theology. It had nothing to do with law and fact. Well, the judge dismissed it, told him to refile it. He refiled the same thing, got dismissed again. He refiled essentially the same thing, and he got sanctioned. And ultimately, it went up to an appellate court. He got sanctioned again on something else, and he had to end up paying $106,000. Actually, Liberty Counsel had a judgment from the court, executed it to the local sheriff's department. His accounts were frozen because he had refused to pay the money even after the judgment. And when his accounts got frozen, he ultimately ended up paying $106,000 to Liberty Counsel. Now, however, then what he did was he filed a defamation suit against Liberty Counsel, claiming that in a press release we defamed him because we reported on what the court decision was. So he had this lawsuit against Jews for Jesus, then he sued Liberty Counsel, and now that lawsuit has also been dismissed, and he has been sanctioned again. And that's going to cost him somewhere probably between another $30,000 and $50,000 because of his frivolous lawsuit. He just doesn't give up. He's got this theological blindness that is ultimately clouding his legal judgment as he continues to push forward with harassment. You cannot use the court system to file lawsuits that are not grounded in law. In fact, that courts often we'll sometimes sanction someone when they find that there's no grounding in law and fact. And that's what they did in this case. And he ignored multiple orders from the court to do the right thing. He continued to pursue and press this issue. So now, on the one against Liberty Counsel, been dismissed. He's been sanctioned on that. He's going to have to pay more money, between $30,000 and $50,000 by the time it's all over. And on the other one, in which he's had to pay $106,000 because of his sanctions, we are now ending or nearing what's called summary judgment. And we believe that this case will be dismissed and this 12-year odyssey will be over. However, knowing Barry Silver, he'll appeal it and he'll continue to pursue until he's done. You know, this case is going to cost him, by the time he's done, who knows, $200,000, whatever the tag or the ticket continues to be. It continues to run. The clock continues to run against this guy. It's absolutely unbelievable. But if it weren't for Liberty Counsel jumping in to defend, Jews for Jesus would have had to be expending much, much resources over the last 12 years defending a frivolous lawsuit.
Well, Barry Silver's worst enemy is Barry Silver. And boy, at some point, buddy, you just got to throw in the towel, you know when to say when. And the poor guy just has apparently no quit in him. And you just have to wonder how deeply ingrained is his hatred for Christ and his hatred for Christianity that he continues to pursue this and cut off his nose to spite his face. It's just, it's really sad to watch. And I really don't mean that in a mocking kind of way. I mean it is a pitiful thing to watch. Pitiful meaning that we should pity the man and the hatred that he harbors in his heart. And we need to pray for him. And we also need to pray that Barry Silver, through all of this, God can work, things like this. He can work them to a positive end, that he might actually come to know the saving grace of Jesus Christ, who is Barry Silver's creator, who created Barry Silver, who loves Barry Silver, despite Barry Silver's visceral hatred of his own creator.
You know, Barry Silver was sanctioned a number of years ago, too. I believe he was representing the National Organization for Women against Dr. Jerry Falwell's ministry. That case got dismissed, and he was sanctioned for filing that case. So he's got a pattern of doing this where he is blinded by his animus or his hatred towards Christianity, which is a shame. You can't use the court system just simply to harass somebody because you disagree with them theologically. And that's what he's done. In this case, he's got a pattern of doing it. But we've stepped in to defend Jews for Jesus. We've been defending them for 12 years. It's going to probably soon move into the 13th year with regards to the appeal in this case that he already filed, and then no doubt maybe we'll file another one later. Who knows? But this is where Liberty Counsel comes in to step in. And this is the ministry of Liberty Counsel, staying with Jews for Jesus for over a decade, 12 years moving into the 13th year. And we thank you for your prayers and for your financial support, because without your prayers and support, we would not have been able to hang in for over a decade to defend this great ministry.
Well, where do we go from here with this case? Is that it? Is it done?
Well, you know, with Barry Silver, you can never say it's done. You always think it's done, and he comes back again and again, and he then gets sanctioned again and again. So who knows where this thing will go, but we believe that the case was wrongly filed in the beginning. It's been wrongly litigated from the very beginning. We believe the case will ultimately be finally dismissed against Jews for Jesus. The one against Liberty Counsel has been dismissed, and he's been sanctioned for that as well. So who knows where it'll go with Barry Silver, but we know that he continues to push a frivolous situation here that has no basis in law and fact. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Liberty Counsel is standing in the gap, defending religious liberty, whether it's a case that we simply resolve through a telephone call or letter or brochure, or whether we have to defend someone in this long case for over a decade. Liberty Counsel is there to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Without your prayers and financial support, we could not be in this situation. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We thank you for your prayers and your financial support. You can make an online credit card contribution to Liberty Counsel right there on the website. You can also call us and find out how you can participate in extending your reach by giving to Liberty Counsel to help us be in those arenas. We are extensions of your ministry, essentially. You may not be able to be out there defending Jews for Jesus or standing for the sanctity of life or marriage and family, but we can be there, and we can only be there because of your prayers and also your financial commitment to Liberty Counsel. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, ask for, and you can sign up for our monthly newsletter, The Liberator, our Liberty Alert emails, and also you can go to either lc.org or libertycouncil.com to sign up for our Grassroots Action email. It's an additional set of emails that allows you to have your voice heard on important issues of national public policy. Again, it's lc.org or libertycouncil.com. Go to those websites. Thank you for your prayers and your financial support.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.